James Biden, offensive to be called family fixer as Joe Biden dubbed. By Wendell Hasebo on May 31, 2022. James Biden on Tuesday said it was offensive to be called the Biden family fixer, as President Joe Biden labeled him in 2021. Speaking with the Washington Post for a few moments before hanging up the phone upon the advice of his wife, James Biden described his role in the family business as the guy who assists in everything. But this notion of the fixer, or any reference that has a negative connotation, is offensive, James Biden said without categorically denying his position in the family as a fixer or cleaner, references to a participant in illicit activities. Joe Biden last year called James Biden, my brother Jimmy, who fixes everything. James told the WAPO the term means ethical protection of the Biden family. The notion I am some underworld figure and I'm a fixer or the cleaner or I'm this or that. I'm a very concerned family member who tries to protect my family in every way I can. In what is a very ethical way, James Biden said. James and Joe Biden have been loosely connected in business affairs since 1975 and steadily grew tighter as Joe Biden's political fortune improved. Hunter Biden has since entered the Biden family business. In January, Breitbart News reported that a subpoena served to J.P. Morgan Chase revealed the grand jury may have been created as far back as 2017 to investigate the Biden family corruption. Hunter Biden has acknowledged he is being investigated by the Justice Department for tax fraud, money laundering, and violation of lobbying laws, according to the New York Times. Reports indicate Hunter Biden is trying to settle with the Justice Department out of court. In March, reports surfaced that Hunter Biden reportedly paid an outstanding $1 million IRS tax bill in 2021 to evade conviction or a long sentence. The tax payment does not protect Hunter from any potential incoming charges. In April, Breitbart News reported U.S. banks flagged over 150 suspicious financial transactions from Hunter and James Biden. International wire payments, such as those of James and Hunter, are monitored by the Office of Foreign Assets Control to ensure the money is not a part of corrupt business schemes. Senator Chuck Grassley, Arya, told CBS News in April that James and Hunter Biden have both directly been paid by Chinese entities and promised retainer fees for their China work. It should be noted Hunter Biden's ex-business partner, Tony Bobulinski, claimed in 2020 that James and Hunter were relying upon plausible deniability as they worked towards a business deal with a Chinese Communist Party-linked energy company. The wire transfers could be the intake component of a greater payout mechanism. In 2019, Hunter revealed in texts the Biden family's payout vehicle. The detailed mechanism indicates a collection of 50% of familial salaries for 30 years. I hope you all can do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years, Hunter described in texts to his daughter. It's really hard. But don't worry, unlike Pop, Joe, I won't make you give me half your salary. The Biden family's payment mechanism of collecting 50% of family salaries for 30 years could be legal predicates for racketeering charges, former Utah U.S. Attorney Brett Tolman believes. According to a Harris poll, most Americans believe the Biden's corrupt business practices are worrisome. 58% believe Joe Biden has indeed played a role in his family's business. 60% say Hunter has sold influence and access to Joe Biden. The poll also shows 67% believe Joe Biden should be impeached if he secretly participated and facilitated in the family's business. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and Getter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.